orchestras of the nation. From the auditorium of the Eastman School of Music of the University of Rochester, we are to hear a portion of the final concert of the annual Festival of American Music by the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Dr. Howard Hansen, distinguished American composer and director of the Eastman School of Music. In his capacity as director of the Eastman School and as conductor of the Eastman Rochester Orchestra, Dr. Hansen has done almost more than any one figure in American musical life today toward making the music of our American composers part of the living symphonic repertoire. For today's program, Dr. Hansen and the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra have chosen to bring us the first public performance of Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by Robert Sanders, with Jacques Gordon as soloist. This will be followed by a world premiere of four drawings after Hans Christian Andersen, a work commissioned from Bernard Rogers of the Eastman School faculty. The concert will conclude as Dr. Hansen conducts the orchestra and the Eastman School choir and the male choir of the Rochester Colgate Divinity School in his own setting of three songs from Walt Whitman's poem, Drum Tap. Robert Sanders, whose violin concerto we're to hear in a moment, is a native of Chicago. After early musical training at the Bush Conservatory of that city, he studied and composed in Rome as a fellow of the American Academy. While several of his smaller works, such as the Barn Dance, Saturday Night, were given wide performances, it was his Little Symphony in G which won him national prominence as a composer, and when it was accorded the 1938 New York Philharmonic Symphony Society Award. Since that year, Mr. Sanders has held the post of Dean of the School of Music at the University of Indiana. Mr. Sanders wrote his violin concerto in 1935, and it was given its first reading by Jacques Gordon and the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra at the annual Festival of American Orchestral Music in Rochester during October 1944. The concerto is in the usual three movements, allegro, an adagio slow movement, and a finale, allegro molto rapido. Our soloist, Jacques Gordon, and our conductor, Dr. Howard Hansen, are ready now with the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra, and in a moment, we shall hear the first public performance of the Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by Robert Sanders.
Thank you.
Following the first public performance of the Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by Robert Sanders, Howard Hanson and the Eastman Rochester Orchestra bring us the world premiere of a new work by Bernard Rogers, well-known American composer and a member of the faculty of the Eastman School of Music. The music by Mr. Rogers, we're to hear, is titled Characters from Hans Christian Andersen, Four Drawings for Small Orchestra. Commenting on the music, Mr. Rogers says, they represent an attempt to capture the quaint and sometimes ironic spirit of the great Danish writer's creations. A literal depiction has not been the object in any case. The technique in some instances has been highly impressionistic, as in The Snow Queen, where I have sought to suggest the cold, icy glitter of the character. Gentlemen, the four movements of the music are The Snow Queen, The Shirt Collar, The Rose Tree, and The Emperor's New Clothes. As the conclusion portion of today's Orchestra of the Nation broadcast, the Eastman Rossiter Symphony Orchestra will be joined by the Eastman School Choir and Joseph Lipkowitz Baritone as Howard Hansen conducts the performance of his own setting of three poems from Walt Whitman's Drum Taps. Dr. Hansen made the sketches from Drum Taps just before starting work on his opera Marymount. After completion of the opera, he again turned to his choral piece based on Whitman's Civil War poems. The music had its first performance under Dr. Hansen's own baton at the Ann Arbor Festival of 1935. Howard Hansen conducts the Eastman School Choir and the Eastman Rossiter Symphony Orchestra with Joseph Lipkowitz baritone in his setting of three songs from Walt Whitman's Drum Taps.
procession winding around me, solemn and sweet and slow. But first I note the tents of the sleeping army, the fields and woods dim outline, the darkness lit by spots of kindled fire, the silence like a phantom. The shrubs and trees, as I lift my eyes, they seem to be stealthily watching me. The past and loved, and of those that are far away. A solemn and slow procession there, as I sit on the ground by the bivouac's fitful flare.
With the music of Howard Hanson's setting of three songs and Walt Whitman's drum taps, we have come to the end of this broadcast of Orchestras of the Nation, featuring today the Eastman School Choir combined with the male choir of the Rochester Colgate Divinity School and the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Howard Hanson.